Top three are discernment, exhortation, and helps. And then following that, the next one would be giving and faith.
Okay.
Discernment, exhortation, helps. And then
faith and giving.
All right, so which one do we want to start with?
Top three
is exhortation.
First of all, can I just say something? This has been a great exercise to do this. I feel like for a long time I've been in spiritual training for something, and I don't know what it is. So it's great to kind of know and define what your gift and your purpose is so that you can plan to really dive into it, study it, and develop it, nurture it. And it's good to know. I just feel like I've been in the dark for a long time. I know I've been pulled in, you know, different directions and knowing where my gifts are, but it's just it's kind of cemented now. So now I feel like I have some direction.
That's good.
Something to work from.
That's good. All right, discernment. If somebody like kind of is to plug in, grow that gift of discernment because it's a great gift, right? It's exhortation. How would she go about that? Any words that any of you want to bring forth to her? And encouragement? And how many I can speak as far as exhortation? She is very exalting, very encouraging person. Just by some of you that follow on Facebook, it's always something about encouragement, exalting somebody. So that's definitely clear that that's one of them. But how can she grow in that? How can she develop that? And how can she utilize the helps, ministry, and gifts that she has?
I'm going to speak to the discernment portion of that. Is I think discernment is, it's important to be, discernment is knowing something that people haven't realized yet, or knowing there's a deeper issue. And the way I seek to develop that is always make sure that you are patient with God.
That's good.
When to say, what to say, because a lot of times people aren't ready to hear it.
That's right.
And so that wisdom to know I'm seeing something that I know I'm seeing clearly,
yeah,
but it might not be time to reveal it yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And so that patience, and a lot of times people get in a hurry. They want it. They realize something, and they want to tell them right away.
Yeah.
This is what God told me about you. It's like, no. Discernment truly requires patience.
That's good.
And know that when God shows you something, to put that in that kind of, okay, God, why are you showing me? When do I bring it out?
Yeah.
What do I do with this? Because a lot of times people get in a hurry. You know, I've got to say something right away.
Right.
No, you don't necessarily need to say something. And just to be patient with that part of it. Because the exhortation and discernment, they're two kind of separate things.
Yeah.
Because you can exhort somebody without revealing what God has shown you.
That's good.
It's not time to reveal it yet.
Right.
Amen.
Right, that's good. Now, with that, I think there's also a clear line, because somebody who has a gift of exhortation, they can also override the gift of discernment in terms of, really, you may see something unclear or something that is not befitting, and then the gift of encouragement can override that and make it look good. Does it make sense? Like, where do you draw the line to say, I'm going to exalt you, but I'm not going to deceive you? Because I'm picking up something in a discerning way. So I'm going to encourage you, but I'm going to stop where I need to stop without letting the gift overtake you to where you mislead the person that you're discerning. They need help, but the exaltation takes over. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyone has any input on that? Yes.
Go ahead, if you have something.
Well, I have exhortation, the spiritual gift of exhortation, which is one that you have. But the gift of exhortation is often called the gift of encouragement. The Greek word for this gift is parakaleo. It means to beseech, exhort, call upon, to encourage, and to strengthen. The primary means of exhortation is to remind the hearer of the powerful, an amazing work of God in Christ, particularly in regard to the saving of Jesus in the atonement. We see Paul commanding Titus to use this gift in Titus 1:9 and throughout chapter 2, particularly Titus 2:11-15, also charges Timothy. But the Spirit of God gives the Spirit this gift to people in the church to strengthen and encourage those who are wavering in their faith. Those with the gift of exhortation can uplift and motivate others, as well as challenge and rebuke them in order to foster spiritual growth and action. The goal of the encourager is to see everyone in the church continually building up the body of Christ and glorifying God.
That's good.
You got that.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. And to everyone that has that gift, you know probably what God put that in you. You know, because there's always people in the body that are weak in their faith, and you're the people that are supposed to encourage them and motivate them to stay strong. Okay, yes.
I realized, Dale, I don't know how long I've been here with the church now. It's 8, 10 years, maybe? 8 years? Anyway. So I remember meeting you for the first time and just thinking that how genuine your smile was and just how genuine you are to be around. So that in itself is a form of encouragement. And there was a time when I was really down on myself, and we had a conversation, and I asked you seriously in confusion, how do you know that you're okay there? And you said, because I know who I am in Christ. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is your foundation by which you exist. And I really feel that don't ever second guess that, because as soon as you second guess that, that's when you may slip into that. You know what I mean? Don't second guess yourself. Believe in what you are in Christ, because that's who you are, and it's obvious, you know. Even when things, I don't think I've ever heard you say a negative thing, ever, you know. And so I guess my point being is that when we know who we are in Christ, we go deeper,
and
the storm can be just like the pastor was saying. So my encouragement to you would be that. Realize that foundation and bury your feet in the sand and don't go.
Amen.
Stay right there, because that is encouraging. That was one of the best things I had ever heard, because I knew in my heart, but sometimes people slip and they forget. And then you say, because I know who I am in Christ, we go, that's how I know that.
Amen.
And I'm like, wow, that's right. That's how I should go, because I already know that. You know what I mean? So sometimes that needs to be revealed again. And you have such a gift in that. Just your presence around people makes people feel better. It just makes
people
feel more encouraged. You don't feel down. You just feel like, I got to smile because Dion's smiling. You know, so please continue that. I think it's very important. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
because you're beautiful inside and out. You're beautiful inside and out.
Oh, thank you. That's good.
Tissue, please.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
No,
okay. anyone else? Okay. Well, thank God. You have something to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it is a mic.
So yes, I'm excited. Continue to grow it is maybe journaling or being aware when God shows you something, you take notes of it, and then you see at the end of it why he showed it to you, and you're growing confidence of that gift. And maybe having a mentor, if it's spiritual things that God is showing you, maybe checking with Pastor John and say, hey, God is showing you this, and so that your gift can be of help to the pastor and help him what you think God is showing you, and not being afraid of whether it's right or wrong, because with time you will begin to trust more what that discernment is, and then that gift will be of service to your pastor. I think that's one way to work.
That's good.
Thank
you. That's good.
Thank you.
Good. Anyone else? Tom?
Just a quick story. You might recall when I first began coming to the church. You didn't understand, maybe, but for me to offer my hand and do a handshake, it was a sacred thing. And was very standoffish about hugs and what have you, because that was family. You need to feel really comfortable with someone. And rather than take it for ill, and I want to describe what I experienced, but I want to identify what's deeper behind that too. You didn't let any of that phase you. It was total acceptance for me and where I was, and total love of Jesus within you, just continually shining and allowing me to come to that place of comfort where I felt comfortable with a hug. And I think it's an important lesson for all of us in terms of, for me in my life, let's talk there first, to be deeper with Christ every day.
Because that's good.
I can say I want to be a certain way, but I can't change who I am, but he can.
That's right.
And
that's good.
Exemplify that in that way. So thank you.
Told you.
That's
beautiful.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Inside and out.
Okay.
I just want to say, you know, I've been with my friend for like over 30 years, and she's always had great words and great ways to make you feel better, and just like when you're going through different things, she always has the right words to say to you, and the right prayers, and the right messages to text you, and just always on point.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen. Awesome. Cool. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to move on to Sherry. And Jenny, if you want to take a seat. If someone else wants to come up, please feel free to come up if you have your things ready. Sherry, what was your top three?
Just three.
Or four or five?
My top three were service, hospitality, craftsman. And then my other ones were discernment and faith.
Okay. Okay.
I'm blown away.
So just ask. Service, hospitality, and craftsman.
Are you sure?
Okay.
So just ask.
All right.
Jesse. Just ask Jesse to get it over.
Okay. She's choosing Jesse to say
just
something.
Get it over.
All right.
I know Jesse is just dying.
Okay.
Payback.
Just payback time.
No, this is not a terrible surprise at all, because her gifts are like nothing registers on mine when it comes to some of her stuff, right? And, you know, we've been married for almost 20 years. So as we're getting ready in a couple of weeks to do this big thing in Mapotillo, a big customer appreciation day, 5 years celebrating her business, she's organizing this huge event, and she's like, Jesse, I want you to do this. This is how many people are coming, and it freaks me out, right? Because she has this serving, like, she can do this thing, and it,
yeah.
The anxiety just goes really, really high. The one thing I would say, Sherry, for you, it's a great gift, and it comes natural for you. Be very careful in these serving gifts never to overload yourself.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whatsoever. Because you want to serve, it's great. You want to pour into people's lives, but there are times that if you have a husband that might have a different type of gift,
but that goes with my discernment gift. But my discernment gift kicked in.
Yes.
So.
But in all honesty, this is true. I'm sure for you, and I believe a lot of people. It can go with a lot of other gifts also. But be careful what you take on, right? Because you want to bless people.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that there's going to be so many opportunities all the time. It doesn't mean you take every single opportunity.
Right.
Take the ones that you know with your discernment gift are the ones that you need to be taking on to bless.
Right.
I just don't want you to get overloaded. Because I know you'll do it. If somebody has a suggestion, you'll just take it on. Okay, I'll do it. And, you know, and sometimes your shoulders are, you know, really broad. You're a very strong woman. And,
yeah.
You'll take it on, but everybody has a breaking point. And, you know, I love you very much. And, so continue doing what you're doing. Just,
thank you.
Just take note.
Thank you. That's good. Awesome. All right. Dion, okay. Oh, and Sister Gwen, okay. All right, Dion, and then Sister Gwen. Okay.
Yes, you
gift of service and hospitality, and it all kind of goes hand in hand. And I think that you're definitely rooted in the reasons why you are wired the way you are to do that. And you do it for the glory of God, because service and hospitality is a hard thing, but you're, you know, doing things to please people. Not to please them, but the benefit is that, you know, they're pleased and there's great outcome. But being spiritually planted in your gifts means that you're doing it for God's glory, so you don't let those shortcomings be a discouragement when it may not kind of work out the way that you want to, or you're not getting what you need to accomplish what you set out to do. But you're doing it for His glory, and He honors that, and that's who you want to do it for. And I will continue to help you continue to walk in that gift of serving hospitality. People can get skittish, and it's just not always easy all the time. So that's great, though, that you have that gift and you're rooted and you're doing it for His glory.
Thank you.
That's good, Sister Gwen. Thank you.
I don't have anything new to say. I've said this story before.
Oh, your mic.
Is it on? It's on now.
Okay.
I don't have anything new to say. I've said this to Sherry before, but she's extremely anointed, and I would just encourage others to flow. If you have the gift of service, that's a great one to move in and grow in, because first of all, it's motivated, or should be motivated by love.
Right.
And that's what, as Pastor has said, we should be using our gifts for, to serve others.
Yes.
And there's a greater anointing that comes. God is, what would be the point in Him increasing your anointing for you just to
see it all happen,
you know, or sit in front of the TV?
Right.
That greater anointing comes with service and loving others. I never will, and that's where, and thank God for a husband who looks out for you, because that, on the tail end, that gift of faith, you know, that's growing too. So perhaps she does take on more, but she's not afraid because of her faith in who she's serving.
Thank you.
And
thank you. So you have faith in me.
Is growing too. That's one of the power gifts. So all I'm saying is that we should bear in mind the importance of service, because with great service comes a great anointing.
Yeah.
And a couple of months ago, well, longer than that ago, I received a healing here. That's why it's so important to be around this corporate anointing. You get a healing when you're not in the country. And I was having some difficulties with some pain issues.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I noticed, well, you know what? I haven't taken a muscle relaxant pill in a long time. And I looked on my list, a very long time, several days ago. And I started recalculating. And I said, now, was it Pastor who hugged me? And I said, but then Sherry hugged me too.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
Thank
you.
And you guys definitely compliment each other, you and Jesse.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Okay, Rico?
So, if those of you that know the Nicolopoulos's, if you've ever gone to eat with him, you almost got to fight for the check. So, Sherry's very good about sneaking away
discernment
and paying them before anybody knows that she's already paid for the meal. And I always thought it was very admirable, because they'll give you everything they have as a family, everything, just so that you're comfortable. And Jessie's very supportive of who she is. That this is very important to me, because I saw her a couple weeks ago, and she said, when are you going to come back over and cook for me? So she had actually allowed me to come and take care of them.
That's good, yeah.
And it was such a breakthrough for me, because I think she shoulders so much all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So for her to have allowed me to come over and cook for their family, it was a big deal for me. And I was so, it made me so happy, right? Because Sherry does everything for everybody.
Right, right.
So for her to have been able to do that, so I would encourage that you allow yourself to be. Pastor taught me this. When Pastor and I first started to hang out together, he would pay for coffee or whatever it was. And then I said, hey. And I said, no, I got it, you know. And he says, when are you going to allow yourself to be blessed by God?
That's hard.
You know, and then I would say, I got this today, Pastor. And he goes, okay, brother, I'll let you. You know, like it was, he was teaching me. So I'm saying, Sherry, allow yourself. God has so much he wants to pour out on you through other people.
Right.
And allow people to
love right.
you. Allow people to love you. You know, yeah. not that you don't, but you know what I mean. So it makes me feel good that you let me cook for you.
Best day ever. Awesome.
Cool. All right. Okay. Oh. Send you over here.
So I know she also has that gift of craftsmanship, and I just wanted to affirm that she creates beautiful things. Every time you go to her house, she's changed around. It's so inspiring to see, you know, the beauty that's around Sherry and she creates.
Thank you. I'm thankful for that because of my job.
Right.
Because of my job.
So someone with a gift of craftsman, how can they use that for the glory of God?
Well, I just want to speak on Sherry's hospitality gift.
Okay.
I always remember when I first came to this church, she was the first one to welcome me and always had a big smile on her face and always gave me a hug and asked me how I was. And that, to me, just goes really far, and it was really memorable.
Wow. Now that is how to use your gift for the glory of God. Amen. That is how to do it, because you touch people for God, you know, because you can't serve God without serving others. You serve God by serving other people. That's awesome. Okay, anyone else? You see, many of us are very... You see, many of us are trying to find out what God made us and how to go on this journey of discovering our gifts. But I must say that Sherry, if you know, she's been flowing the gift of hospitality for a long time and served us as a church. We appreciate it, and we thank God for you. Amen. All right. Love you too. All right. Okay, who's next? Sister Gwen, come up. Anyone else? Do you want me to call your name? You did your survey? You did your question? You want to come up? Okay. I want to come up, but I'm not sure. You can just come up. All right. Well, maybe I should... Who's got a gift of discernment? Maybe they can discern somebody who needs to be here, who needs to come up here. All right, Sister Gwen.
It's Sherry's fault. She made me come up here. She would let me sneak by quietly.
All right, so Sister Gwen is going to give us her top gifts.
Now, you know, when you say your top three, okay, yeah. I got these groupings, you see. Those
okay.
8, 7, and 6, okay?
Okay.
Or you say go this way,
yes.
or do you go down this
no,
way?
No, you go the 8s.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Discernment.
Okay.
Giving and prophecy.
All right. Discernment, giving, and prophecy. Those are the top three. Discernment, giving, and prophecy. So we've talked a lot about discernment. Let's talk a little bit about giving and prophecy. Tell us how, if you have any word to Sister Gwen, how she, or you want to form her, or you want to say what God's put in your heart, how she can flow in those gifts and utilize them and grow them. All right, there's mics.
As far as the giving and discernment and the prophecy, I'll just, what you did, for those of you who don't know, Janine and Gwen worked together before me and Janine were even married. And she wrote a prophetic letter a word to us that she gave us on her wedding day. And this is like spot on amazing.
Wow.
And occasionally we'll look through it and open it up and read it and say,
wow.
Most of that has happened when we're obedient to God.
Yeah.
You know, when we're out, not, you know, that's but when we were, a lot of that happened.
That's
and
good.
The discernment to know, like the two times I've seen you operate in discernment is when you got up and you had us pray for the pastor.
Right. Yes.
God put that on your heart.
Yes.
That afternoon, Pastor, the next day,
Petra
was in a car
accident. Yeah, so December 27th, 2015.
I noticed was you had a prayer for San Diego.
Mm.
And nothing bad happened. And I think it's because we prayed for
it. Yeah.
And I remember poking Jessica and I said, remember the last time she had this honor?
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
I have to get up there and pray. We need to pray for our pastor.
Yeah.
And I was like, after that, I was like, whenever you, like, because you'll share things, and it's all right.
Yeah.
But when you just know, I'm going to get this word out here.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, pay attention. People, listen.
Yeah.
She's hearing something here.
Yeah.
And so be encouraged to share that. As far as the giving, just coming over to your house when you brought had us over for chicken and barbecue. I went over to your house. And, this sister can cook, by the way.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I left there so stuff I didn't walk, but just amazing. And just having people over, the neat thing about being there was you shared your testimony, how you got born again. What led you to being on a path with Christ for the years that you served him?
Faithfully? Right, right.
What led you to that? Mm-hmm. And most people don't know because you're wild.
Yes.
Before you got saved.
Yeah.
You know, you're a wild child. But you turned that around because you found a better way. And having people over,
yeah,
and sharing that with them, letting them see you when we're not in this formal setting. You know, because
yeah,
it's very different what you share here and what you share there. But
right,
I encourage you to have people over. Let them know the Gwen that most of them aren't going to know here. You know, because that
yeah,
looks pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's good. Awesome.
So, and write those things down.
Yeah.
Because then you can go back, that person can go back and hear, find it in their Bible or find it in their dresser. Wow, this stuff has happened.
Yeah.
And they know, wow, God has given me confirmation on these things.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
That's good. That's good. Good word. Good word. Brother Jesse.
I need more energy to entertain. I just don't have the energy level.
Well, you don't have to call up and give somebody a sandwich and share your testimony. Give a sandwich, a Coke, and your testimony.
That's
yeah,
good.
Okay.
That's good.
I'll come over and serve for you.
Yeah, there's a gift or word. All right, so Jesse, Sonia, okay, and then Jesse. All right.
So I agree with everything that Tom said. I think Gwen's gift is evident even when she reads scripture the full strength when she speaks. I mean, that gift of prophecy is evident in her life. And I know that Ariel also has a gift of prophecy. So I am hoping maybe there's a mentoring opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. To mentor Ariel, okay. Yeah. Help her plug in. Yeah, yeah, she needs to plug in. Yeah. Okay. All right, Jesse, and then we'll get to you. All right. And Tom, okay.
Sister Gwen. You know, I don't know how long you've been walking with the Lord, but I could
43.
Yeah, I can imagine it's been a couple minutes for sure. So, one of the things that I wanted to mention, of course, the sermon mm-hmm. prophecy. I think we all have a good feeling about that. I believe you've been walking in that probably for a lot longer than I've known you for sure, because of the maturity. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that the importance of that gift in this particular body on how much it's needed for this church.
Yeah.
Just when you are here, right? We need mature women in this
yes.
body, and you are one. You're a very important part of this church.
Yes.
Your gifting is absolutely needed.
Yes.
It's great to see you operate in it. When I see it personally, I literally just stand. I don't even move a whole lot. I don't even sing. I won't even shout. I just watch it like You know what I mean? Because it's an honorable type of thing.
Right.
That gift and gifting working and people receiving that gift and then this body being built up because of the gift.
Yes.
So thank you and please understand your importance here, Gwen.
That's good. Thank you. Good one, Jesse. Well said, Jesse. All right, Dion. And then Tom Smith. Okay.
Early on, you know, in meeting you and you doing the church and stuff, that was one of the things I picked up about you is, you know, how prophetic and spiritual and your spiritual wisdom. It is very strong and it is felt. And I think you have a deep sense of where you are prophetically and spiritually. And I just want to pray that you continue to grow in that and just pray over that gift that God has given you. And it says, according to the riches of your glory, strengthen me with might through your spirit and in my inner man, that Christ may dwell, manifest his presence in my heart through faith. Root me and ground me in your love for me, that I may be able to comprehend with all the saints, with the gift of length and depth and height to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, so I can be filled with the fullness of God. And that's Ephesians 3:16-19.
Thank you.
I just pray that continues to hold you and nourish you and in your gift.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Tom.
Understand this is very difficult for me to do, but it's something that's happening with me right now and it has been happening to me. And I want to be a disciple of something. The clarity with which you come from God is scary. It's a harbor, you know, that's available for anyone who allows it. And it calls me into account in my own walk with Christ. I don't know if I can go into particulars, but haven't had a chance to really get to know you that well. It was a privilege to help be a part of that movement just a little bit that I was there. But as Jesse articulated, there is an inspiration there, and there's a lot of clarity there. So what I pray for is, however I'm meant to be in my walk with Christ, that I rise up to that level. I think that's my interpretation. I don't know what's going on.
That's good.
You have that, and much like the way you come across to people who don't understand originally, but that alignment with Christ is almost incisively clear. That's an inspiration. So thank you. And I'm standing before my family here to say I am committed to walking that walk.
Amen.
Right now that distance is there, but I will trust.
Thank you.
That's good. Good word. Good word. Good word. Good word. Anyone else? Oh, Sister Viola. We're going to bring a mic for you.
The love just flows out of her and the commitment to the Lord Jesus. And the maturity and all, it just comes out of her as her gift just comes forward. And she knows who she is. So, and for me, I receive from her when she doesn't even open her mouth.
Yeah. So that's good.
I just receive that wisdom, knowledge, love, understanding. It just flows out of you, and you don't have to even speak. But when you do speak, and God gives you something to speak to, you're there to bring forth the Word of God as He gives it to you. You do have great discernment. Yeah, I saw that. But the unity of the believers and all, you just have that ability to bring us all together in the right way. So the unity of faith, they're just there. I just appreciate you all.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you. These remarks are very humbling, and I greatly treasure every word, and thank you very much. God bless you.
You know, the gift of discernment, you know, hold on. The gift of discernment was at work. You know, some of you that were here 2 years ago, December 27, 2015, when worship, she had a strong sense that I should be prayed for. And she had every, you know, all of you stretch out and prayed for me. That afternoon on I-5, I was involved in a very bad accident, head on. On I-5, my car was totally totaled. And I went to the doctors and they could not find a broken bone, nothing on me. But the car was all gone. I mean, I showed you the pictures of the car, but there was not a scratch or a broken bone. But the moment after that accident, the first thing that came to my mind, thank God I was prayed for. That was the first thought that came to my mind. I knew at that moment it was a prayer that you guys prayed for me. But from the gift of discernment, the ship picked up in the spirit, like right now, right here, we need to pray for Pastor John right now. So that's the gift of discernment. I work. And the other thing that I also want to say, I think the other gift that is in you is a gift of wisdom. I've seen it the last 3 weeks when we've been, and how you can serve the body. And I want to encourage the church, like, if you need like some kind of counsel, you need somebody to give you, you know, kind of a direction, you want to go to somebody with a gift of wisdom. So like, if you, like, you're trying to figure out what to do, or you need some clarity, you don't always have to go to the pastor. So you can say, you know, there's somebody in the church with a gift of wisdom as well. So you just call Gwen, like, hey, you know, so this is going on. What do you think? How do I go about it? The gift of wisdom inside her will come. The reason why God puts gifts in the body, so the church never becomes a one-man show. So the pastor doesn't do everything, doesn't have all the gifts. I do not have all the gifts. I have a few gifts. I am not the star. I'm just one of you. I'm just one of you. So I need you to step up and serve the body just as I serve the body. You serve the body. I serve the body. We all serve the body. And we serve the body. We serve Christ. So everybody doing their part.